When the Conservation Reserve Program started in 1985, David Schoenborn was among the first on board. He stopped farming some of his land and let natural cover grow. The U.S. Department of Agriculture paid him. Usually, land that wasn't the best farmland or land that was prone to erosion was set aside for the program. Conservationists say CRP has been great for reducing soil erosion, improving water quality, and restoring wildlife habitat. But this year, for the first time, Schoenborn is letting some of his CRP contracts expire.
Oh, it's not a bad program, but payments have to be more to keep in line with the rest of the farm economy.
Corn and other grain prices are at record highs. So a lot of farmers are taking land out of CRP and plowing it up. The program lost more than 2 million acres last September. It could have been much worse. Originally, 16 million acres were set to expire in 07. But in 2006, the USDA offered landowners the option to renew their contracts. About 80 to 85% of the land was re-enrolled. The USDA is focusing its conservation efforts towards environmentally sensitive lands and critical wildlife habitat. Perry Asnes is the state director for the USDA Farm Service Agency in Minnesota.
We're not enrolling whole fields of land anymore, basically. But there are still conservation programs such as the what we call the continuous CRP, and that primarily focuses on really targeting buffer strips, waterways, and that sort of thing.
The targeted programs pay more than the general CRP contracts, making them more attractive to farmers. Schoenborn, for example, is re-enrolling eligible lands in these targeted programs. Altogether, the various programs have about 34 million acres enrolled. This is slightly above the average enrollment for the past 10 years, but less than the 39 million acres authorized by Congress. Asnes says the program is still in good shape.
I think the overall percentage of land going into production from CRP is pretty minimal.
But conservationists have a different perspective. They want to see as much land as possible enrolled in CRP. Dave Nomsen is with the conservation group Pheasants Forever.
Frankly, I think the program is more in doubt than it ever has been. And, it's great that farmers are benefiting from record crop prices, but it's making it a real challenge to keep conservation as part of that agricultural landscape.
And political pressure is part of that challenge. The American Bakers Association even asked the government to let CRP contracts expire early so farmers can plant more grain. This would hopefully lower the price of flour. But a huge reduction in CRP acres is unlikely. Both Republicans and Democrats support CRP. Dave Nomsen with Pheasants Forever says the problem is finding enough money to make it worth it to farmers. CRP payments do change over time depending on the market, but Nomsen says they haven't kept up.
It's been lagging behind by several years. You know, we just don't have the money to raise it up to an equal basis. But if we can get those payments high enough, the long-term nature of the contracts, the many, many other benefits of the program will hopefully sell the program for farmers and landowners.
Farmer David Schoenborn says payments vary, but generally he gets between $75 and $90 an acre. By planting corn, he thinks he could make at least $400 an acre. But he'd stay in CRP if payments increased just 30%. That's not likely. So chances are that more farmers will be putting land that's set aside for wildlife back into crops. For the Environment Report, I'm Catherine Glover.